Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Suriani, your hostess with the mostest. I have to use that joke every single time. I'm contractually obligated to say host with the most. No, I'm not. That's just my joke, and I keep sticking to it. And until I find a better joke, that's the joke I'm using to intro the show. Hey, if you have a better joke, you can also let me know. You can send me an email. But anyway, this is Jim on the Air. Thank you so much for joining us for either watching or listening to the podcast or watching the video, whichever medium you have chosen to do. Very excited that this week and next week the show is dedicated to the Reemerge Dance Festival, which is being produced by Center Stage Theater in downtown Santa Barbara, California. And very excited to I've been very excited to meet so many different people in so many different disciplines of dance. I was just saying earlier, I've gotten to know a little bit more about Indian dance and Bollywood and tap and contemporary ballet. And today we're going to talk about aerial dance. And my guest today on the show is Emily Stratton. She is an aerialist and modern dancer who blends disciplines into contemporary aerial dance. And as a lover of all things that are airborne, Emily is an artist who choreographs, performs, and trains in several disciplines. And she combines high-flying dynamic skill with detailed, complex movement to create emotional impact. And I'm very excited to get to know her and her art. And Emily, welcome to Jim on the Air. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So my first question for you is, tell us a little bit about your path as an artist. How did you start off? Did you start off in dance? And at what point did you become interested in aerial dance?
Yeah, so I started in dance, but originally I had turned to dance after an injury that occurred while I was a competitive gymnast. I was devastated and I was trying to figure out what is it that I, it was a bummer.
That had to have been.
Yeah, everyone gets hurt at some point and cries and then figures it out.
And then you move on.
And I'm glad I did, because dance fulfilled everything that I had wanted out of gymnastics. It was the artistry, the physicality, and it was even more beautiful to me. Gymnastics is incredible to watch, but for me, I love watching dance. And so I loved beginning it. And I danced high school through college, so I came in a little later than other people. It's okay. And at Westmont College, where I continued to study dance, I was first introduced to trapeze and sling. And from that moment, I knew I was going to be doing aerial at some point as soon as I could afford classes.
Wow.
Yes, I was determined. I was like, this is it. This is what I want. So the minute I graduated, I went back to Asheville, North Carolina, where I'm from, got a job, and immediately took my paycheck over to the local aerial studio.
Oh, wow. So you said, isn't it neat though, when you have that aha moment or that epiphany in your life, when you're like, this is what I got to do. And it just, and you just, it just strikes you at that moment.
It's just so clear. It's like, oh, well, I guess this is the rest of my life. No, I haven't started yet, but it's going to be the rest of my life. And it worked out. And I moved back to Santa Barbara, where mind-blowing, yet another moment of everything just lining up, there's the Santa Barbara Center for Aerial Dance. So this passion for dance and its intricacy and beauty on the floor and the just like power of being in the air is married beautifully there. And I trained with Ninette Paloma and was honored to be in the Paloma Project for about 5 years around then. So that was just another like, everything just, the world is beautiful and it all lines up, and I had a beautiful time. And currently I'm in an area where there is no aerial dance. Zero.
Oh no, zero.
You're looking at the only aerial dancer here.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Well, at least you have the market, you have the market cornered.
That is actually pretty great. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. But it's honestly really exciting because it's an art form where you get the expression of dance on the floor and the joy of it, and then the realization of your own strength the minute your feet are off the ground. And watching people experience that for the first time is one of the most fulfilling things I've ever experienced. So I'm really blessed with this whole path of like injury, pivot. It's, yeah, I'm very blessed. It's been cool.
Well, that's awesome. And it's great that you, you know, most people, I shouldn't say most people, but a lot of people would have taken an injury like that and it would have been devastating. And sure, at the moment it was. But then to go, you know what? I guess this isn't what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something else. And good on you for being able to figure that out and go, hey, I guess this is my path now.
And that's, thank you. That's I awesome. Cried a lot.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't even imagine, because I know what gymnasts go through just to train, and you know, you spend so many years training, and then to have something devastating like that happen. So where are you based now?
I am currently in Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay.
Which is a real place. I didn't know that. We had been in Santa Barbara, my husband and I, and then he received a job opportunity out here in the middle of nowhere in a place I didn't know was real. That we just couldn't really say no to. So yeah. We took the chance, came out here. It's only been about a year and a half. So it's still pretty fresh.
Still trying to, and then you'll be in Santa Barbara for the festival, obviously.
Yes, nice. I'm so excited to go back.
That's great. So tell me then also, you know, I've been asking all the dancers this, and this question actually for dancers and for people in performing arts in general, what was the shutdown and the quarantine like for you all this last year as a dancer and especially as an aerialist? How did you get through this last year with the pandemic?
The interesting thing that I experienced is moving out here. Of course, there wasn't an aerial community at that point. There wasn't a studio. And so I'd gone from this like thriving community and just like this little tribe, it honestly is like a tribe, and to nowhere with no studio, no community. So I got the joy of that experience a few months before the rest of the world did. And I had been working online as well. I was teaching English. So I had the whole COVID experience 3 months before the world locked down. And so while it was really hard to watch other people, especially who were still in places where they had resources, suddenly be alone, because it is hard to be alone. It's hard to create alone. It opened up the community to being able to communicate more online.
Oh, okay.
So selfishly, I was really grateful because suddenly I was able to be a part of the larger world again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a great way to look at it. That's good. Yeah. Very cool. I'm talking with Emily Stratton, and she is an aerialist who will be performing in the Reemerge Dance Festival coming up here June 17th through the 20th. It's just around the corner. It seems like it was just the other day. I was helping Center Stage with putting up the publicity for submissions for the festival. Now here we are. It's almost about to happen in less than a week. But anyway, Emily will be performing on Friday, June 18th at Center Stage at 7 p.m. And her piece is called Culminate. And then she also will be performing Sunday, June 20th at 2 p.m. for the matinee performance. So Friday, June 18th and Sunday, June 20th. And for tickets, you want to log on to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's Center Stage Theater, and theater is spelled E-R, centerstagetheater.org. And but if you want to do the old-fashioned way, you can give them a call at the box office, 805-963-0408. That's 805-963-0408. And actually, I wish I'd been mentioning this all along, but I forget that after the live performances of the festival, it will be available online for a short time. So if you're not able to come out to Santa Barbara to see it live on June 17th through the 20th, it will be made available online. And those details will be, of course, explained online as well. And again, that's centerstagetheater.org. So Emily, let me ask you, I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but what technically has to happen in order for you to do your aerial dance? Like what equipment do you need, or how does that work? Because I know some folks are curious about how that all happens technically.
Yes, it is actually a very fascinating process to create a safe space for it. There's a lot of things you can look at and be like, I can probably hang on that. Then you really think about it and you're like, I don't want to end up in a coma, so maybe not.
I don't want to end up in the hospital.
Yeah, the hospital doesn't sound like it would fit my schedule right now, so maybe
neither would
that
a coma.
Would
yeah. Coma would not be good. It just takes a lot out of your day when you go and slip into a coma.
You know, my schedule's too packed. I refuse to reschedule.
Right.
But so it actually, the physics of it do have structural requirements that often, if you're rigging in a building, you need an engineer to come and look at. I have avoided a lot of that complication by owning a portable, specially designed aerial rig or frame, which is much easier.
So you just have to, some assembly required, I'm assuming?
Yes, I love this one. There are some people that actually use truss systems, very similar to what you would see at like a major concert.
Okay.
Mine is a little simpler. It looks like a swing set with a little square at the top. In that little square, it can hold, let's see, it will not start to buckle until 3,000 pounds is put on it.
Wow.
Yes, minimum 2,000, because you never know.
I'm assuming you're under 2,000, right?
You know, I don't want to discuss my weight.
give or take a pound or two. I'm kidding.
The scale broke. Let me put it that way. Yeah, so it is actually fairly difficult. And I know at Center Stage, I have performed in there before on a similar rig to mine. But for this show, they requested that aerialists film because it's such a process to put stuff up and then move it out of the way so people can dance, put stuff up and then move it.
Right.
So all of the aerialists will be pre-recorded.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you won't actually be live, but we'll be able to see it.
Yes, really. But I'm very pleased with the recording, so.
Oh, good, we'll good. Awesome. And then tell me about your piece. It's called Culminate.
Yes. It was an accidental is a strong word, but kind of. Every single part of the piece was choreographed completely separately. This was never intended to be a full piece on fabrics. In fact, some of the work was choreographed on a completely different apparatus. It was choreographed on Lyra. And it was just any time where I just wanted to kind of move, and I'm not planning for classes, I'm not planning for performance, I just wanted to make something in order to process something that was going on in my world. And it just came up with all of these little snippets of choreography. And at one point I saw them, I was like, well, they seem like they'd work together. Let's just squish it all together. And lo and behold, it did work.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So literally it's the culmination of different, I got it. Oh, okay.
Yes, not too creative, but once you get it, you get it.
Yeah. So tell us about, you mentioned fabrics, and in your bio, it mentions Lyra and silks and other materials. What's the difference between doing an aerial act with one type of fabric versus another?
Yes, my decision to use fabrics, I generally call them fabrics. In America, they're often called silks. It literally just means the two long pieces hanging down, exact same thing, as opposed to them being rigged into one single loop.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I chose the two long hanging things because much like life, they react to their environment. they are either very sticky or very slippery, or sometimes they're perfect for like 2 seconds. Sometimes they want to just fling out to the side. They'll react to your body in ways that you understand, but might not have been the exact same way before. Just like life, just like all of the things that throw you for a loop where you end up needing to process in some way. So it was something that felt very right for this piece, as opposed to something made out of metal.
Oh, okay. And because you've also worked with metal, and how is that process using metal as opposed to fabrics?
I love the differences, because in fabrics, they will fold to you. So the artistry is in how to meld your body and support it with something that you can completely form to your body. Like, if you really wanted, you could mummify yourself. It would be very abstract. We'll call it art, but maybe don't. Metal is completely structural, so you need to form yourself to that apparatus.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it's different physical sensations, it's different shoulder placement, and it's a different type of strength. And I think they both have a lot of value.
Sure.
And this one, metal just didn't quite feel right for it.
So you're just using the silks then for this piece?
Only silks in this piece.
Only silks, not throwing in the entire kitchen sink.
I don't know if I have the stamina. Just hang them all, see what happens.
Yeah. Use all of your materials and see. Yeah, just
next year.
There you go. Next year we'll have to do that, and then you have culminate part two, because the culmination of choreography and materials.
Culminate two, the culminating the work.
There you go. So, out of the different materials that you use, whether it's metal or fabrics, what have you. Is there one in particular that you wish that you like to work with the most?
Interesting enough, in the past year, I've grown very attached to silks, fabric, when at first I hated them for months and months. Oh yes, I hated them. But part of the blessing part of being in lockdown was that I was given space to take the time to understand them more and to find what I enjoy the most. And so I got to like build a relationship with them. So I'm really riding that wave of enjoying fabrics right now. See how long it lasts. I might turn back to something metal, but right now they're definitely my favorite.
Silks are your favorite. For the time being, anyway.
For the moment, yeah, we'll see.
Of course, who knows? Somebody will come up with some kind of other material or fabric of some kind, and you go, oh, I might have to try
right?
that.
Right? Actually, in some places in Eastern Europe, they use velvet.
Oh, velvet. I can't imagine trying to hold on to velvet.
Me neither. I was like, why would you do this to yourself? Everything's so hard already.
It's already a difficult feat to do, and then to add something that's very kind of slippery, I would think, to hold on to. You'd need, that would be kind of a fun thing to try. So let me ask you this then. Obviously, you know, you're an aerialist and that's your expertise, but are there other dance forms or even other art forms in general that you've been curious about either to try or just to, that you appreciate as a viewer and or as a performer? Are there other art forms that you are drawn to?
Oh, yes, it's hard to choose. But I was very excited to hear that there's a Bollywood group performing, because I have always been in love with Bollywood and Bhangra, and I've never gotten the opportunity to really learn it. And so I would love to learn, but I don't know how it would go, but I would just be happy to be there. So someday.
So Bollywood, okay, yeah, that would be awesome. And I'm sorry, I can't remember now. Did you say you are coming out to Santa Barbara for the festival?
I am, yes.
Oh, okay. So maybe
an excuse to visit.
Yeah right? Because what is this Fargo you speak of? I don't.
It really is far away from everything.
You're like, wait, did we fall off the country or are we still?
You can drive 4 hours in any direction and you won't find any city until you hit Minneapolis. Yes.
Wow. Wow. So you are out there in the boonies then. Great. So so you'll be in Santa Barbara for the festival, and hopefully you'll get to see the Nartan School of Dance. They will be performing. I forget which date they're on, but yeah, they'll be they're here for the festival, so that'll be I'm excited for you that you'll get
there. Thank you. I'm excited for me too. I'm excited for us all.
Exactly.
We're all gonna have fun.
Right, right. So I'm chatting with Emily Stratton, and we're talking about aerial dance, and her piece will be shown on Friday, June 18th at 7 p.m. It's called Culminate. And then also on Sunday, June 20th, the same piece again on June 20th at 2 p.m. All the performances are at 7 p.m. except for Sunday is a 2 p.m. matinee. And for tickets and information, you can go to centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org, and theater spelled E-R. centerstagetheater.org for ticket information, or you can do it the old-fashioned way, and you can give them a call at the box office, 805-963-0408. Again, it's 963-0408, area code 805. And if you're unable to make it to the festival live, it will be shown again online on the Center Stage website. It'll be available for a short time. I'm not sure how long, but you'll be able to check it out online after the live performances end on the 20th. And Emily, let me also ask you then, what are you hoping the audience takes away from your performance when they leave the theater? What are you hoping they take away from it?
Yeah, I was thinking about that last night, because while it started in this very like vulnerable place, kind of building up over time, I was watching the recording. I was like, oh, I'm not acting terribly vulnerable in there. Like, whoops. So I hope that if there's any connection to the loneliness and the vulnerability that a lot of us felt during lockdown, seeing that there's a lot of strength in that, and hopefully feeling the potential to be strong and revel in that. That would be cool if you guys felt that. If not, nice. That's fine.
And that's fine too. And maybe they'll feel something completely different. But I like
maybe that. You won't feel anything. Let me know.
I can't imagine, because I've enjoyed watching aerial acts on television. I've never seen one live myself, but I'm fascinated by what they are able to do. Because you're not standing on the floor, you are up in the air, and you have to support everything. You have to, so it's a. I commend you for taking on aerial acts, because that's an amazing thing to be able to do. Emily, I hope you don't mind, and if you wouldn't mind indulging me, I wanted to ask you some random questions to get to know you on a level other than aerial dance. Would that be okay if I put you on the spot?
Yes, go for it. We'll see what happens.
Okay, good, good. So my first question for you is, if there was a sandwich named for you, what would be in it?
So the fun part about sandwiches is I don't like sandwiches. It's a character flaw that I've decided is lower on my list of things to work on as a person.
Uh-huh.
But I like grilled cheese. So we'll call it the Emily Isn't Open-Minded Grilled Cheese.
There you go. I could see that on the menu item. I'll have the Emily Isn't Open to Grilled Cheese.
You're like, wow, that's a bummer. I'll take it.
But I'll take it anyway. Yeah, that's funny. So grilled cheese. Well, and you really can't go wrong with grilled cheese. I mean, that's such, which actually leads me to my next question. What is your favorite comfort food, if you had to pick one comfort food?
Oh, my pizza is my go-to food for everything. Again, I'm not a creative person with my food. That's fine. But grilled cheese is number two, for sure.
Yeah. Pizza, grilled cheese. I mean, grilled cheese is such a great go-to for comfort food. I mean, I'm just imagining, you know, like on a rainy day and you're home and it's like maybe a Sunday or something, and you're like, I'm just going to sit on the couch and be cozy and have grilled cheese.
Right. And it's fast.
And it's,
that
yeah,
is key.
That's true. It doesn't take long to make it. It's very easy to do. So we'll move off of food for a minute. For some reason, I'm all about food right now. But what... if you had to pick one thing, what is your most treasured possession?
Ooh. I don't know if it's a possession, But I have a pet, actually, I guess I have two now, pet lizard. She's a bearded dragon. And when I think of, she's not a thing, but if I'm looking at my house and I'm gonna grab one thing, if I have to run out the door, I'm gonna go grab her.
You're gonna grab your lizard. And what is your lizard's name?
Ray, and she now has a sister lizard named Thea.
Oh, wow. You
know, it's such a nerd pet, but honestly, I live in an apartment. I'm not gonna get a dog in here. It would be miserable. Exactly.
And even lizard cats, because cats are all over the place.
Poor thing would hate it. So.
But a lizard. Oh my gosh, so do you have like a little, not aquarium, what's the...
That's the right word.
Is that the right word? Aquarium for your lizard?
Yes.
And her name is Ray. She has a what?
A massive one. We had to buy a special table to hold it because we spoil the lizard that much.
Oh my gosh. But that's great that would be your treasured possession. I love that. And lizards are great because I think they, you know, they just hang. I feel like they just hang out and they're not really, you know, I imagine that they would be very low maintenance.
Very low maintenance. And you can just let them run around the house. They can't really damage anything.
So right. They just hang.
Yeah. They just live their life. It's great. That's I respect it.
So what is your favorite fictional character? And this could be in movies, television, in literature. What's your favorite fictional character?
The first one that comes to mind is the character Sophie in Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that character.
She's kind of a shy, withdrawn person who gets cursed by a witch and becomes old.
Oh, wow.
And in her age, she gets very saucy, very bold, and starts just doing what she wants. And love that. I think there's a lot of power in embracing time and the fact that they made it so fun. And there's a beautiful Miyazaki film. And the book is fun too. I just like that. I like the flip of, you know, pretty young thing, oh no, a witch. And then she gets old and she's like, I'm not taking this.
I'm going to roll with it.
I'm going to do what I want.
Exactly. I'm going to do what I want. Oh, great. I love that. That character type. That's very cool. That's awesome. Well, Emily, we're just about out of time, but before we go, is there any 411 information you'd like to give out? Any social media information, websites, anything of that nature?
Yes. So everything that is Emily is Aerial Dance Emily. Again, I figured straightforward. So my Instagram handle is Aerial Dance Emily. My website is aerialdanceemily.com. Look it up, you'll probably find it.
Nice. So so all of it is, I'm gonna write this down so I can look it up myself. Aerial, and then dance, and then Emily.
Yep.
And they're all one word?
All one word.
Awesome. And it's Aerial Dance Emily on social media, website, and all places where you can go to look stuff up. And that's great. And well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us today on the show, and continued success with Aerial Dance. And again, for the festival, the Reemerge Dance Festival takes place at Center Stage Theater in Santa Barbara, June 17th through the 20th. And you can go to centerstagetheater.org for tickets. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. You can also call the box office at 805-963-0408. 805-963-0408 for tickets. And also be sure when you're on the Center Stage website, click on the blog tab, and you can find out more in-depth information about the festival, about all the performers and the various studios that are participating in the festival. And again, that's at centerstagetheater.org, and just click on the blog tab. And for Emily, you can find her all over on social media and her website, Aerial Dance Emily. And if you want to know what I'm up to, if you're wanting to follow my show, you can certainly do that. It's Jim on the Air. The podcast is called Jim on the Air, and it's available on anchor.fm, Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and also Radio Public, just to name a few. And again, it's called Jim on the Air. And Emily, thank you so much for joining us, and continued success in your career in aerial dance. And and all things and all future endeavors as well.
Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Yes, same here. It's very delightful. And thank you all so much for either watching or listening, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.